And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray, back in the studio with Rock God Rick Mexa right here in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, here right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. And boy, do we have a great show for you today. From Bite Sport Fishing, we have the crew, Brandon, Wes, and Jake are here, and we're going to be talking some fishing and more. You stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hi, I'm Bart Hall, and I want to thank you for visiting our shows over the last 76 years. Many of you hearing this will have caught your first fish at the Kids Fish Free Trout Pond. And this year at the Bart Hall Shows, February 15th to 18th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds, we are going to gather once again to celebrate the passion of outdoor recreation. Please come and join us. And while you're there, stop by the Coastal Conservation Association of California booth and become a member. California needs your help, and CCACAL is the only organization with any chance of protecting our fishing access. This year, CCACAL will start the Star Tournament in Southern California. This is one of the nation's most successful fishing tournaments, but it is the first time it's been introduced to California. Win fabulous prizes, including a brand new Parker boat and Yamaha motor. Learn all the details of the Star Fishing Tournament at the CCACAL booth at the Bart Hall Shows. Details at hallshows.com.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel. In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone. The Ford F-150, available with a ProPower onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Boy, you called it, man. The entire crew is in here today.
Yeah.
This is going to be a great day.
It's going to be a great day. Good morning, El Jefe, Brandon.
Good morning.
Yeah, great to have you. As I said, but something's new, as we talked about yesterday. Bite Sport Fishing has gone from a dictatorship to a democracy.
Right, exactly. I knew you guys would like that.
So what happened? What's going on?
Yeah, well, thanks for having us.
Yeah, pleasure.
I started Bite 13 years ago. It's incredible to think I've been coming on the show for 18 years or 17 or 18 years now. Flies.
Dating back to your Western Out There News days.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And then we've just kind of slowly and at times rapidly grown over time, and Wes and Jake have been with me for a while. Wes has been with me the longest, since 2017 now. And both of them became partners in their boats and their share of Bite. They've done a great job, and we're just kind of all sharing it together now.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's cool. So you guys, Jake and Wes, you've purchased your own boats.
sort of. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's the existing boats that we've had.
Yes.
Yeah.
But now you're also owners of them.
Yeah.
Correct.
That's so awesome. You're owner captain, not just the, Brandon's overseeing everything. You now have to share in the ownership world.
Correct.
Yeah.
Share.
How's that? How's that going to change
the good and the bad?
Yeah. How's that going to change your lives?
Man, it's just going to, you know, our time off the boat is not just time off the boat anymore. You know, lots of back end stuff that goes along with it.
We
don't even really appreciate. Yeah.
Maintenance.
Full maintenance schedule, all the stuff you don't normally think about.
Yeah, that Brandon used to have to worry about.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm trying to have systems in place, and I have mentors in life for things outside of fishing, and I'm trying to create systems that work for everyone to streamline it, but we're all growing into new roles, but that's fun, and that's kind of what life's all about as well. So, plus, it's more lucrative for them, and
sure,
and they deserve
have
it.
Ownership. 100%. Everyone's, you know, the best gets thrown around a lot in all industries. This one especially. And the cool thing about fishing is no one's the best.
Yeah.
On a given day, anyone can be the best out there, right? It can be a private boater who fishes once a year and stumbles onto something, or it could be the guy who studied a water picture for 2 hours and just is all in on it, right?
Right.
But these guys are incredible at what they do, not just the fishing end of it, but also the service, all the business components and maintenance and logistics and customer outreach and all that other stuff that it takes to run a small charter boat business, because it's really small and intimate and it's about your people, you know?
Right.
So they deserve every last drop of it.
So now what are you going to do? What's going to be your gig?
Nothing changes for me, and I'll probably work harder this year than I ever have as we
running the boats more.
Implement all this and stuff. Yeah. Vinny, who worked with us for 2 seasons, did a great job. He left to be an electrician, which is great. You can never begrudge a guy for doing something better and different. And I'm sure he'll work some weekends, and he'll always be part of our team and family, you know? Nothing really changes for me. I'll still run the boat and take my regulars.
The boat is?
I jump around between the Freeman and the Parkers and whatever's open.
Mm-hmm.
Even when we upgraded to 28s, I still drove the oldest pickup truck to work and took the 23 or whatever, right? So I just am going to kind of fill in from there. And I'm building a new catamaran, which is kind of not totally out there yet in terms of details and such, but we started on that. So it's a time of kind of growth and change for all of us. And my jobs will stay the same, run trips and oversee logistics and planning and kind of work with them. And nothing really changes to a passenger. They're not going to see any real difference. You know what I mean?
The logistics in bite sport fishing is so unique that you guys just go to wherever the best fishing is. And that's just a program that just so isn't offered amongst, you know, the peers that you guys work with all the time. I mean, it's so standard that this is where the boat goes from. And if the fishing happens to be here, then great. But I mean, you guys will chase whatever cool bite exists and relocate boats. And it's what's so impressive about your team is all of you guys, Wes and Jake and yourself, and everybody seems comfortable to be fishing wherever that might be. And that, I mean, you guys, that's hundreds of miles of swath up and down the coast.
Yeah, I want these guys to do more of the talking, but the overview and mission of everything is bite sport fishing. I wanted a boat in every county eventually, and throughout Southern California. We went up to Fort Bragg last year. Jake grew up in Ventura and Oxnard, so he's really strong up there. And in the end, the overnight boat captains who I worked with growing up or viewed, like guys like Bradley Phillips or JJ, you could fish any island, Mike Jewett. You could fish SBI, you could fish the Channel Islands, and that's our goal, to be able to fish any place. And maybe not be the best at a specific island outside of Catalina, but to be able to, like, have a strong stranglehold and know everything. And uphill, downhill conditions kind of plays everywhere throughout the bite.
Sure. And, Jake, you're going to run your boat, which is what?
The Freeman.
The Freeman, okay. So you're running the big boat.
That's my baby, dude.
That's yours, And you did a repower on it this year.
Yeah. We upgraded from 350s to 450s this year.
Oh, yeah. What? Oh, so 50 miles an hour wasn't fast enough
that's
for you?
That's what the purse said, too.
No, I'm very excited about the repower this year. It's going to be great. Just not even just for speed, but just economy-wise and not feeling the load when we put a lot of weight on it and all that stuff.
450
Yamahas. Yes.
Wow. Which is one of their newer versions, right?
It is, yeah.
Yeah. So more efficient than the 350?
I would imagine. I mean, we'll see when it comes down to it, but I would imagine it would be just because less load on the engine when we put a lot of weight on it.
Quieter?
Hopefully.
Yeah? Wow. Yeah, all the new technology and outboards and stuff. Yeah. So where are you going to base the Freeman then?
Kind of the same as Rick was talking about. We kind of just bump around wherever fishing is. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure we'll have it in San Diego to start, and then as our sea bass season progresses, which is what we're going to jump into right now, we'll bump it up to Long Beach, or from there it'll go up to Channel Islands probably for a bit, and then back down here.
Uh-huh. Okay. That's cool. And so that's the boat you're going to run. Nobody else is going to run that boat.
Yeah. I mean, well, if I have to take a day off or whatever, one of us will jump on it. Or yeah. You know, we all kind of share.
All right. And Wes, you're going to run 28 Parker?
That's correct.
Right.
Yeah.
So 28 Parker's your baby.
That's
same kind of thing. You're going to jump all around.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, my home port for the last couple of years has kind of been up in LA out of Long Beach, with like small 2-week, 3-week blocks up in LA, or excuse me, up in Channel Islands or down here in San Diego. It just kind of depends on what we're fishing, but the way the tuna fishing's been the last few years, it's been right out front of Long Beach, you know, so right after Catalina Clemente season, the tuna's already waiting for us, so I haven't had to move the boat that much.
That's one thing that's too, you know, unique about where that, when, well, I guess it's been above the island more, but, you know, San Clemente is just so, it's just kind of oddly centered, you know, it's oddly in the same, you know, it's just not a huge distance difference almost wherever you're at in, you know,
right,
in Southern California. There's just, by the time it's said and done, there's not a giant difference between San Diego and Oceanside and Dana Point and Los Angeles and everything else.
It's like the Cortez. You could be in Santa Barbara or San Diego, right? Your angle changes, but it's still 100 miles.
Right. 100 miles. That's what I'm trying to say, exactly.
Because our coastline goes east to west, not north to south so much.
Yeah. Pretty wild. So, each one of you, do you have, like, what's your specialty, Wes? If you have a specialty, you just do it all.
That's the thing about bite, man.
You just do it all.
Yeah. Like,
I mean, you know, Jake, you have one. Brandon, I mean, it's like, what do you guys love to do, Jake?
I mean, I like all of it. Whatever we're fishing for, I want to.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, I want to catch. I mean, if you had to like, pick favorites, then favorites, yeah. Except for that. No, I mean, I'm going to put 100% into whatever we're fishing every single day. I like fishing. I'll go fish for perch. I don't care.
Yeah, and you were just out.
Yeah,
kind of between storms.
Yeah, we had a little weather window. One of our anglers took one of them out and got a peek at the island. We fished Catalina. Which was nice to see. We haven't been there for a month. We took the month of January off. So it was nice to kind of go back and check out change, and or didn't really change at all, really. But it was nice to get like a peek of before we start jumping into it head first February.
And where's the boat right now?
That was on West's boat up in Long Beach.
Oh, in Long Beach. Okay. Yeah. All right, cool. And
but you were saying, just going back to you, and said, what's your specialty? What's your specialty? That's the thing that impresses me so much is, you know, you'll watch these guys do a coastal sea bass trip and anchor on some kelp line somewhere and catch two sea bass in a time when there's none of those around. And then the very next day, be flying a kite for bluefin and having super successful time with that. And then 2 weeks later, the season gets a little low, and then they're dominant in the swordfish game. Like, it just seems like you guys have all of our fisheries so wired.
For sure. Well, it took a lot of time. A lot of effort to get there.
A lot of days on the water.
Yes, sir.
We've collectively chewed on a lot of glass. Right? Like Elon Musk's quote, if you're going to start a business, you're going to go through a lot of growing and a lot of everything, right?
Right.
And all these were really steep learning curves, whether it was coastal sea bass with me at the beginning once squid went away, and everyone's like, you can't have a coastal sea bass business to begin with. And now there's no squid. Come 2015, everyone's saying, it's gone, you can't do it. So new techniques there. Jake has done an incredible job with swordfish the last couple of years. Wes has perfected his bluefin, sea bass, and swordfish game. And I mean, all the guys are great. But like, yeah, Everyone has their favorites.
But your thing was started with sea bass, though, right? There,
I was
like
so
a
naive.
Sea bass
when, I look,
guy, right?
When I look back on starting,
one
I was
charter.
So naive. I quit my job, like a salaried job that there's only like maybe one of those in the world.
Yeah.
Saltwater Editor, Western Outdoor News. Travel, paid salary to do this because I didn't want to just write about it and I didn't want to come up with BS excuses to go fishing.
Right.
So I ran out of them. So I created this because I truly loved white sea bass fishing, and that era of sea bass from, call it 2009 to 2000, most people would call it 2009 to 2014, I would call it 2009 to 2018, probably, for us, was incredible, and well, that may never experience that again, who knows.
That was the coastal stuff.
The coastal fish, coastal sea bass, yeah, we had, for the business, we had 7 fish over 70 pounds, an 80 pounder, that was an incredible run. Most of them were on mackerel, fished under bobbers on the coastline after the squid cycle.
Wow.
A lot of stealth, a lot of trying to keep it under wraps because they're one boat spots, and it was a really fun and really unique time period, and when I look back at it, I'm like, that actually happened in terms of the hours worked and all the everything that went into it. So things change, and same things happen here. And we've, one of my best friends who I went to school with, who's probably the smartest guy I know, said once, like, you're really good at exploiting fisheries. And the word exploit is really strong, and it's kind of like rigid, right? But it's the truth. If a new fishery or something pops up, we put the time in to learn about it. Same with the swordfish starting in 2019. Like, this is a thing. I think we have the skill set from other fisheries and can study other fisheries in the world and figure it out, and that's why we have the most success with that fish right now.
So what changed in the sea bass world?
We lost kelp.
Kelp.
We lost squid in 2014. Remember, we had that big El Nino in 14-15? So we lost kelp slowly but surely after that. Wes's first two seasons, there was kelp. We were fishing Palos Verdes and still Camp Pendleton and all that stuff. But once we lost kelp, I kind of viewed this coastal sea bass thing as a four-legged table, right? When we lost squid in 2014, a leg got lopped out. But I could hold it up with my index finger still, right? Once we lost the kelp as well as the squid and changes, then it was like you can't really hold something up forever with both hands, right? So hopefully that kelp comes back, but that's not something that's going to happen anytime soon.
No, just because we're in a El Nino cycle now.
Totally. But guess what? The good news is that same batch of fish, I mean, those giant ones, I went to war with the same school of fish for 5 or 6 seasons, right? Yeah. And, like, would make it my life's work to find them in April on the new moon. I knew they would wash in at that time and whatever. Those fish are all dead or ended up in a gill net or whatever. They just aged out. But that giant batch of fish, they just come up the coast now and turn west somewhere. We catch that same grade at Catalina.
Mm-hmm.
Ask Jake in April in Chinese Harbor at Santa Cruz Island, you're sight fishing for 50 to 70 pounders. We can still catch that fish in the bite. It's just changed how we do it.
Yeah. And do you think Catalina is going to come around here better than it has in previous years coming this year?
I think it'll definitely be good. And there's still a lot of kelp on all the spots and everything. And it was, that's why it was nice just to kind of get a little jump start on that trip the other day just to check everything out. But it looked great. It was very exciting.
Yeah.
It's going to be a different year, I think. I mean, I think it's going to be a good year, but it's definitely going to be different. Definitely, the way the water looks right now, it's very, like, El Nino style wintertime, I would say. The water's 61 to 60, almost 63 in a couple spots.
Wow.
And very, very blue, which is not what we should have typically this time of year. Should be in the 50s.
That fishery of sea bass that you guys had this last year, has that been a thing that always happens or happens more often and just became more talked about? It sounded like the coolest thing of literally doing that. I mean, you guys were seeing big fish up tailing on the surface and casting like heavy bass gear and catching them. Like, is that a thing that has happened in years past and it just became more talked about and publicized this year, or was this like a new phenomenon that fish being on the beach and catching them that way?
The Channel Island stuff, it's not new, but the grade of fish is new. We never caught them that big up there before. Like, me growing up and remembering, like, when I was pinheading and all that stuff, our classic island fish up there was 12 to 20 pounds. It was a schooly fish, but that's just what you caught. You never saw big ones like that. You did on the beach, like, the same era Brandon had it. We saw them. So, yeah, it's a new thing. We always fished them the same way, but the fish just got bigger the last few years. I never saw one over 50 pounds at the island there up until probably 3 years ago.
Wow.
How cool.
Yeah. So, and Wes, where did you grow up? Where was your kind of your zone?
I grew up in Orange County.
In Orange County.
Yeah.
So this area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Coming down here as a kid, getting on the Halo Land for $99 for an overnight. Those days are gone, huh?
Yeah. How about, like, in my area, it was like $29.
Yeah.
Yeah. A little different, fuel prices and just the whole economy.
Oh, just everything.
It's changed.
Yeah.
But as you can hear, we have a great show lined up with you. Three absolute experts in various different types of fisheries here in Southern California.
Brandon's not willing to call them the best, but I sure am. No doubt about it, man. We got the best of it in the studio today. It's going to be a lot of fun this morning. If you want to join us, man, we want to hear from you. Give us a call at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090 is how you reach us here on Let's Talk Hookup this morning. Or send us a text. Text already flowing through this morning. If you want to send a text question into the show, the only way to do that is through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download. It's a great way to listen to Let's Talk Hookup, and it's the only way that you can send in your text message. Also, a cool thing about the app, if you don't have it already, all of the archive shows are on there, so if you missed some killer tidbit that Wes gave out and you want to go back and re-listen, or you missed a previous show last week, you want to listen on your drive home from work, it's a great way to keep in tune with Let's Talk Hookup on that Let's Talk Hookup app. And again, the only chance if you want to text your questions in. Also, if you are going to text in a question, make sure you include your contact info, just a name and a phone number, because if you win the big prize at the end of the show, we want to make sure to get it to you. And what a killer prize we are giving away today. One lucky caller or texter is going to win a brand new AFTCO reel bag. Your choice of size, the smaller, the medium. Really nice bag, that
great
double
bag.
Stack reel bag from AFTCO. Yeah, I absolutely love that. And the way it'll work is basically at the end of the show, we're going to have one potential caller winner, one potential texter winner, and we'll have Wes flip the prize coin at the end of the show, and that's going to determine whether the winner comes from the caller side or the texter side. Somebody's got a brand new AFTCO reel bag coming their way. Well, again, great show. Super stoked to have the boys from Bite Sport Fishing in here. And when we come back, we're going to be taking those phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Countdown to spring with exhilarating deals on new Yamaha outboards during Yamaha's Power and Performance Sales Event from now until March 31st, 2024. Purchase a new eligible Yamaha 450 to 30 horsepower outboard and get up to 7 years of warranty protection and a Siren 3 Pro package to your purchase of a 115 horsepower and up, and receive a bonus $1,000 in dealer credit and half off your Siren subscription. Looking for lower horsepower? Yamaha's got you covered. Purchase a new Yamaha 25 to 2.5 horsepower outboard and receive up to $2,000 in dealer credit. Reliability starts here. Upgrades March 31st, 2024. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. 24-month Yamaha extended service added, a 36 or 60-month factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Long-range fishing, nothing beats Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Come check out the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever-drag two-speed reels. The Talica features Shimano's Hagani body. When throwing jigs, the Shimano Trinidad is your top choice. With the extreme cranking power and Shimano Super Free Spool provides extreme castability, you'll be able to put your jig in the wahoo zone. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader in fishing trips to Cedros Island. We have set the bar even higher with our second lodge opening for the 2022 season. Side-by-side lodges sitting on the cliff's edge with relaxing ocean views. With direct flights departing to the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at cedrosportfishing.com.
It's time for the PowerPro 30-second seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with PowerPro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard PowerPro, so you get more line on that small reel. PowerPro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand new PowerPro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet, perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. What, again, a great show we're going to be having. If you want to join us, man, not one single line open, kind of. It just filled up just like that, man. If you want to get through, 213-432-1090. Everybody's excited to talk to the boys. Lots of great texts coming in, but now we're going to have a fun one.
Yeah, for sure. And I want to remind you, be sure to check out this week's edition of Western Outdoor News. Brandon's old haunt there. Still loaded with all kinds of great stuff in there, fresh and salt water. And, of course, talking about the waterfowl season that just ended. A lot of good stuff in this week's Western Outdoor News. Be sure to check it out. Get it at your local tackle store, or better yet, subscribe and or just check it out online. Hey, Ricky, phones are packed. They want to talk to the Bite Sport Fishing team. Let's do it.
How about we start it off this morning with Mike? Mike's calling us from Rosemead this morning. Good morning, Mike. Thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, thanks for picking up my line. Pete, it was nice you come back down. Give Corey some time off. He worked really hard while he was gone.
Yeah, I want to thank you for bringing that up. I want to thank Rick and Corey for doing a fantastic job while I was on this an epic scuba diving trip in Indonesia. And I'll talk more about that dive trip tomorrow on the show, just to tease you to tune in tomorrow. I'll talk about it. It was an unbelievable experience, but the most great thing is to know that when I left, for the longest period of time that I've ever left before, it was well covered by Rick and Corey, and they did a fantastic job. And Mike, thanks for bringing that up.
Well, we had a lot of fun doing it.
Yeah, they always do. Brandon, you have your fan base and you have all your repeat customers. But I fished with Jake up in out of Ventura Landing on that Ranger. Fished up out of Santa Cruz a couple times, and I was sold on him fishing with him anyway. I'd like to know something about the Freeman and how many guys could fit on the boat, and I'd like to go back fishing with you again.
There you go.
What's going on? We'll take up to six. That boat's really wide. It's a big catamaran, so you can fish six of the island comfortably on it, no problem.
It's unique, that catamaran bow, how many people can stand on that thing and cast around comfortably. I mean,
it's the best part.
It's awesome. That boat is, I mean, not that it is a big boat. I mean, there's nothing else you say that's a big boat, but it seems to fish so much bigger than it is still. I mean, that's not to say that it's not a big boat. It certainly is, but, like, it's just, it's big everywhere.
Every inch is fishable and functional. The trade-off is you don't have the warm pilot house that we're used to in Southern California. But, yeah, that boat will be up at Channel Island Sport Fishing again, whenever Sean or the guys start catching the first fish up there, which has been April the last couple of years. So we'll go up there in April when the bluefins are kind of far out of fishermen's. Then it'll come back down and be at fishermen's for the late spring, summer offshore.
So as bluefin become kind of your go-to fish in the last couple of years?
What do you think, Wes?
I think it's the go-to fish for the customers.
Yeah.
I mean,
sure.
They're definitely crowd pleasers, and the fishing can be so consistent. You know, we go out and catch multiple shots for everybody every single day.
And you're specifically so, like, uniquely suited to do what I think a lot of people's goal is so much. You know, I mean, the goal is to stand next to a big 100-plus-pound bluefin tuna and... You know, your technique and boat is, I mean, it's the best way to do it. You know, I mean, that's trophy hunting, and the sport boats have had amazing scores, and, you know, you get on the right trip and everybody gets one, but that fish is trophy hunting. You know, I mean, you know, when you go out with 30 guys, it's known, well, all 30 guys aren't going to have a 150-pounder at the end of this day. On an awesome occasion, sometimes that does happen, but, you know, when you're wanting to go shoot an elk, you don't go with 30 guys and think that every guy is going to do that, but, you know, going specifically with big gear, with just a couple buds, like, you know, you're going you're going to have the best opportunity to do that trophy thing. Like, you guys just have it so dialed in.
For sure. It's like you said, the big boats have their days with the kite, especially certain boats that really try and have a good crew. But we're fishing that pretty much every day, all summer long, you know, unless somebody requests small fish or they want to catch one on a surface jig or something like that. So yeah, we're doing it every day, and like you said, you know, if we have the boats full, it takes four bites and everyone gets a nice big fish.
The unique thing about our program is that when the guys come down in the morning, we talk to them and we can leave at whatever time is tailored, right? So a lot of times that fish bites in the late afternoon or into the dark or whatever, so we'll leave at 9 or 10 because the morning hours you don't have the wind yet for the kite, etc. But you can have a come to Jesus with everyone in the morning and like, how do you want to fish and how do you want to catch these? And you have groups that are like, we want to just jig and pop. We want to cast. They're long rod killers. Let's go. You have other groups like, no, we just want to focus on big ones and only use the kite and let's do that. Great. And then you have other groups who are like, neat. We just want to catch fish. We don't care.
Whatever it is.
Let's troll. Let's do whatever it is that it takes. So it's really neat that you can custom tailor exactly what your group wants. And that's what Bite has always done, whether it's the lobster winter trips at Catalina on up to the bluefin stuff we do now.
Yeah, for sure. Well, hey, 213-432-1090 just opened up. I have a great text here from Rex in OC. He says, good morning, guys. Great show. Which landing do you usually go out of in Oxnard Ventura area? Are those trips usually for white sea bass and halibut, or can you describe a customer can expect on a typical trip? What departure times, et cetera? So the
we'll run a channel on sport fishing up there.
Channel
on sport fishing. Channel on Harbor. It's kind of the same as Brandon was just talking about. We kind of tailor it to however the fishing is. Let's say we're sea bass fishing, and they're biting at night. I mean, a few years ago, I fished exclusively at night up there. So we'd leave at 4 in the afternoon. We'd get back in whenever we caught them the next morning. So we usually leave it open-ended up until about 24 hours before the trip, depending on what's going on and how the fish are acting, and then we'll decide a departure time. Last year, we also had really consistent bluefin fishing up there, too. I mean, Vinny was running up there for a while, and they had great shots at bluefin almost every day.
Like, around Channel Island?
Yeah, out of Channel Island Harbor.
No kidding.
5 miles from the harbor sometimes.
Come on.
Yeah. Like, I was driving from Long Beach, and we'd go high-five each other.
Really? And he'd be just running out 5 miles. Yeah. He'd be running 55 miles, right?
Wild.
That is wild. So that kind of season's like starts, like, right now, right?
Yeah, usually, I mean, there's stuff to catch right now. I mean, you see the Aloha Spirit's been doing those halibut trips, and they've been having great success with it.
Some big halibut up there, right?
Yeah, that's you got a good shot at a really big halibut up there, especially later season when that stuff gets out of the outer islands and start fishing at Rosa and stuff. There's a lot of big halibut out there.
Yeah. What's a big halibut for you up in the Channel Islands up at Santa Rosa?
A 20-pounder looks huge coming
pretty
up.
Nice,
but you got a shot at you got shots at 50 up there. You just never know.
That's crazy. Yeah. Plus, pretty epic cod fishing up there too.
Yeah, you got some options for sure. It's nice. Good cod fishing, bass, just kind of everything.
Yeah, beautiful place too.
It's very
when the weather's good.
Very Jurassic feeling when the weather.
Yeah.
The main concern up there is the weather, but
yeah, for sure.
That's awesome. Hey, we had a great text come through from Dave in Anaheim and says, "I'd love all three captains' opinion when fishing a live squid on a jig and leadhead. Is there a difference? And what color, weight, and style of leadhead do all three of you prefer?"
Wes, you want to go first? You use the most.
Very broad
question.
Yeah.
You know, color I don't think matters so much. I think something bright. Most of the time we're fishing in dirty, off-colored water. So I think that orange or pink or red or glow in the dark, all those play the same. And as far as weight, that's definitely going to depend on how deep we're fishing and what the current's doing. There's no one size that's always going to be the right fit. So it's always good to have a box full of everything. And what was the third part of the question?
Style, like a shape. Is there a shape of a leadhead that you like fishing the squid better than another?
So they all work, again, but I really like that dolphin tackle Gitsum head with the little flat wings on the side. It definitely gives the bait some sort of different, unique action that seems to trigger more bites than just the standard banana head or you know, even a dropper loop or something. A lot of times we'll fish those, like a 3-ounce one, instead of a dropper loop. Mm-hmm.
And that's got a heavy enough hook to deal with whatever size fish you're catching.
Yeah, I think
which I'm sure has got to be a little bit of a weak link in some lead heads. You know, I mean, if mm-hmm. you're, if it's designed to catch a 3-pound bass, it might not also be designed to catch a 35-pound sea bass.
Be good at letting them go.
So, is there squid at Catalina right now?
Yeah, this has been an exceptional squid year for those guys. Yeah. There's a lot of squid. There's a lot of squid on the coast this fall. Yeah, so there's bait there and everything you need to put it together. Yeah.
Now, I remember going out to Catalina with you this time of the year and catching big yellows.
Yeah.
Is that a thing still?
For the first time, we took time off. We took 6 weeks off this year because it had always been, we had never taken a month off because we have the winter lobster thing and ever, and I don't think we'll ever do it again. I didn't like the feeling of taking the foot off the gas pedal.
Wait a minute, what Jake and Wes might have something to say. Right.
When they were, prior to being partners, everyone was on salary, so guys could get paid in the winter, and we had a way that everyone could keep it going and make money year-round. So everyone will still get their 6 weeks off paid per year, and we'll figure it out in that European-style vacation schedule that I think should be standard in America. But that's my way of saying we took the winter off for 6 weeks, whereas with that year when you came out and did the yellows and the lobster, that was Jake's first year, we ran 21 days in January. That's a lot of days for a winter run, right?
Yeah.
And we had limits of lobster on 20 of 21 of them. Then we put our nose down, and we were like, we have to find something to make a winter run. We got on those yellowtail, and luckily it was very consistent. I feel like that's available to you at all islands and local if you want to put in the work.
Yeah.
And if you want to find it, and you want to leave at 2 in the morning, so you're there at 5:30 for the first swim through and all that. That's always available to us. It's just putting in the work and doing it.
Yes.
And if we were over there for 3 days in January, just now we have that weather, and Jake had that little window where he was able to fish before lobster, we would have found some sea bass. There's a school or two over there. 62-degree water and mucked up water.
Yeah.
It's just a lot of coastline for one boat to try to scour. But yeah, that's always there and always available.
Yellow and sea bass.
Yeah, and halibut. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, you could get all of it right now.
Yeah.
Yep. Maybe not today after it just blew 25 knots.
Yeah, and we have more torrential rain coming here at the beginning of the week. So.
Yeah, we haven't posted our winter schedule yet because we haven't been running, and we wanted to see what the weather was like, and you want that high pressure and that stability for the winter. Yeah.
Yeah. Any particular moon phase you like to fish on over there?
I would take current over anything.
Uh-huh.
But on a whole, the new moon gives you those big negative tides, so does the full moon. Uh-huh. My takeaway with sea bass, and I have no problem saying this, is I feel like schools push in on the new moon, especially during spawning time. You get the new fish a lot of times. You'll literally, like Wes finds them in the spring all the time, usually at the same three or four spots. And you can fish that spot the day before, nothing. You go there the next day, and there's like free swimmers and fish everywhere.
Crazy.
They shove in on that new moon at some point in the spring. You have a lot of confidence March and April on that. And then on the full moon, they spawn. And when they're spawning, they can be distracted, or that's when you'll mark them, and then you'll just have a little bite window flash sometimes, you know? So I've always been partial to that new moon for them.
Mm-hmm.
Full moon's great. Anytime there's current, if you gave us smoking downhill current on the east end and ripping uphill current on the west end there, you'd catch them every trip. You would catch them every trip. It's such a condition-sensitive fish, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tide at Catalina or any of the islands for that, say, tide, moon, does that affect the current at the islands?
This is a great topic. I have never found a hard correlation.
Yeah.
I don't know what you guys think, but
I feel like it's so random, especially Catalina. That place makes you go crazy sometimes.
You can have no current on a full moon or a dark moon.
Yeah.
Or 100 yards up the beach and find...
Exactly.
And 100 yards down the beach find stagnant.
Completely opposite.
Or going completely the other direction with no seam in between.
Yeah. Wes is shaking his head just going, what the heck?
Yeah, it's enough to drive you crazy because if you know the fish are there but the current's not right...
Yeah, it'll allow you to catch them.
You're just not going to get them, you know?
It's just that's just the island, right?
That's just
true in Channel Islands also?
Same thing, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a bigger playing field, but I mean, you notice it more up there with time of day for the bait grounds bites, because a lot of that stuff is bait grounds deals. It'll be on a squid nest or something like that. And when it's on the squid nest, it could just be a time of day thing. It might not have any correlation to current at all.
Yeah.
It could be gray light, or it could be at the slack high or slack low. It could be a tide thing. So I feel like the current thing's more of a Catalina deal, but it definitely plays as well up there.
All right, cool. Cool. We have a special guest celebrity visit here into the world headquarters, Captain Frank Lopresti from the Royal Polaris. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning, good morning. Hey. Oh, I just wanted to drop by and bring up a few reports.
I'll tell you what. I was out of town, and I saw Roy's post on Facebook. Holy moly, are they killing it down there, huh?
Roy is doing a good job, and his crew is doing a phenomenal job. Yeah, they have 17 over 200.
Whew.
The nice part about that over 200, they're not 205s, 210s. A lot of them are from 250 to 295 with one at 320.
Oof.
Well, Dan Gowdy, who has been fishing the boat that trip 30 years consecutively, got the 320, which was nice.
I think it's his
second one over three.
Wow. He deserves it.
And they also have 100 Wahoo for the 17 passengers that are aboard. So they've got a great, great trip.
Yeah. And this is how many day trip?
It's an 18-day trip.
Wow.
They're going to start home this morning.
Okay.
When I talked to him a couple hours ago, he had one fish aboard, about 160. Other than that, I wanted to bring up that this bluefin thing, the way it looks to me, and, you know, that's only one person's opinion, is we're going to have an early season. And right now, the major schools are 150 to 160 miles away, not the normal 270 to 300. Okay.
Wow.
And the water temperatures are warm, as you know. So that's one of the reasons why Aliar has scheduled a couple of trips in earlier March.
Aboard the Polaris Supreme?
Aboard the Supreme, and he has openings on those trips if anybody's interested.
Wow.
And I guess the last thing I want to mention is El Salto. Rick and I and several of the guys are getting very excited about going down there. We do have two openings on our trip in March, and we have two openings on our trip in May.
And you're going on all these trips.
I'm going on all three trips.
Yes.
And it's so much fun.
Oh, it is
it
fun.
It really is.
Oh, it's really
fun. And the guys that have been coming back are just reporting the best fishing at El Salto that they've seen in years.
Lots,
really? It's been a really good sign.
Lots 7, 8, 9-pound fish with a few over 10. And I heard of one 14-pounder.
Whoa.
So
that's
there you go.
So talk about this bluefin thing. Last year, I believe, the commercial guys, who I know you're very closely in touch with, Ted Dunn, on the commercial pen operation, they were done for their season. Are they done this year?
No. The fish have been scattered a lot.
Uh-huh.
And then they school up a little bit for a couple of days. It's much like this last season was. If you notice this last season, it was kind of hard to stay on top of the fish.
Yeah.
And they were scattered out a lot. They wouldn't school up a lot. So I know they've had a little tougher time, but they're getting close to their quota now.
So they'll be done by the time we're fishing.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't be a bit surprised to see fish here locally. I mean, I'm talking within 75 miles in April. I really think that's a strong possibility.
That doesn't suck for the bike sport fishing.
No,
does
that's
it?
Backyard.
Yeah.
You're also
going
to see good kelfat. I mean, this year looks awfully, awfully good right now.
I mean, the water is warm, as Jake
compared
experienced
to
there.
Yeah. Down there off San Martin, it's 62, where normally right now it'd be 57.
Yeah.
I have a question for Frank, if I can break one out.
Please.
I always remember El Nino's kind of starting in April, May with this Kelvin wave, and in the summer it hits us. But this year's different this one feels different because it hit in the fall. So it's not really getting the same fanfare, but when we go out and you see 63-degree water off the east end of Catalina when it's supposed to be 59, 58, this is a very different setup for us.
Yeah,
no, I agree. And that's why I think that has a lot to do with just looking at conditions right now. It just looks like it's going to be an early year.
Are we going to have local Wahoo again?
Yeah, I'm not seeing that. I'll bet you we're going to have a lot of Dorado and a lot of Yellowfin.
Okay. Along with the Bluefin. Yeah, that's cool. So, PolarisSupreme.com, book it out of Seaforth if you want to go fish and get early season with Aliar aboard the Polaris Supreme.
Yeah, he's got a couple trips, I believe, in early March that he just put up on the schedule.
Okay.
And so they've got plenty of openings.
Which never happens on the Polaris Supreme these days.
Not very often.
Yeah.
And then Shogun's have got plenty of openings in April, too.
Oh, they do? Okay.
Yes.
And when is the Royal Polaris going to come back with this epic catch to fishermen?
Polaris will be back Wednesday.
Wednesday, okay.
And we depart, I depart Tuesday.
What?
Yeah, probably my last trip, Pete, as captain.
Come on.
Yeah, probably.
Really?
Unless there's an emergency, then I'll jump on the
boat. Wait a minute.
But you know these 80-year-old guys that don't have good eyes? don't belong, you know, matching up with Roy and Jonathan and Fred.
So you're departing Tuesday on a trip that returns here on Wednesday?
No.
No, you're departing Wednesday. Thursday.
No, the boat gets in Wednesday.
Wednesday, okay.
I'm departing Friday.
Friday, okay. And is it a ride 20, down?
22-day.
Ooh.
Pre-lab special. Who knows where we'll be or where we're going.
Wow.
I'm not even sure myself yet.
Yeah. Is Kathy going along?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, that's cool. I know the trip's full. It's yes, wherever sir. The fishing is. Or obviously, Roy already paved the path for you, so you know where good fishing is.
Yeah,
right?
We do know where there's some darn good fishing.
Yeah. Okay. Well, good luck, Frank.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks for joining us here in the World
Pleasure.
Quarter.
Thank you.
Thanks for all that great information, and keep it coming.
And come to El Salto with us.
Yeah. Yeah. If you want to go to El Salto, just call the Royal Polaris office or the guys at Fisherman's Landing. You can call Rick at Fisherman's Landing.
You call the Royal Polaris office. You can call me. You can call any of the guys at the tackle store. But we're doing 3 trips a year at the landing, and a couple of guys from the tackle store and Frank, and it's just a lot of buds and a lot of people from our sport fishing industry, a lot of passengers from the Royal Polaris. It's just a really good group, and the really cool thing about it is we do it at Bill Chapman Senior's Lodge, which just our group takes over the entire lodge. It's 14 guys, it's 16 guys, however the trip shakes out, but it's just our group, and it's a lot of, I mean, as you just heard, like in the 2 minutes with Frank, like it's the best part. It's you know, telling story at dinner time, and Frank's like such a rad host, and it's a lot of it's just a lot of fun story and having a margarita after fishing, and it's a really really fun trip.
All right, so get on those trips for sure.
That's it. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including your phone calls, including your texts, and a whole lot more. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Whip. Summer is here, and gas prices are going up, up, up. So now more than ever, you need Stomach Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. Pull up to the newly expanded Stomach Gasoline and get low, low gas and diesel prices for your car, truck, and boat. They can now accommodate 24 cars and trucks to fuel at the same time, plus 12 diesel boats, plus 100 pounds of free ice with a minimum 35-gallon fill-up. Easy in and out, too. Step into the Summit Bistro and enjoy what Martha and her crew have for you on things you can use. Fresh made burritos, sandwiches, salads, along with beer, beverages, and, of course, always free ice. So many Let's Talk Hookup listeners have taken advantage of Summit Gasoline's low prices, great service, and free ice that they have become the largest seller of fresh gourmet ice in Southern California. Summit also sells frozen bait and fishing licenses 24 hours a day. Summit Gasoline, low prices, friendly staff, free ice, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena.
Hey, it's time to talk about great fishing with Shimano. And I got to tell you, I know Talica is a big part of that bluefin thing. You just heard Frank talking about expect some pretty good stuff this year. And Talica, whether it be 200-pound bluefin, 200-pound yellowfin, or 20-pound bluefin or yellowtail, they've got one for you.
Yeah, what more do you say? And with the redesign of the 12 and the 16, the potential of more on the horizon, they've done a really great job. That reel has always had amazing free spool for a lever drag 2-speed reel. You can cast a bait darn near as good as you could with a star drag, but then when you hook a big fish, it's got the power, it's got the drag pressure to keep it going, and with the new design, fits in your hand a little better, even better free spool, it's just a fantastic reel. They really nailed it.
And same capacity, which is interesting with the Talica A. It's really a great redesign to a reel that really didn't need to be redesigned, right?
Yeah, they didn't make any crazy major changes. The reel is updated a little bit, the handle's a little different, there's a couple of parts that are different color, the drag system is a little different, equally fantastic. It's just a great reel. It's just a nice redesign for a fantastic platform.
Check it out, the Talica line of reels from Shimano at your local Shimano dealer.
Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rockcod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises, and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear, literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me. Book your trip to Kingfisher Charters, and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters. 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
Hi, this is Bill Varney, and when I'm not surf fishing, I'm at California's premier outdoor recreation shows. The Bart Hall Shows, January 25th through 28th at the Long Beach Convention Center, and February 15th through the 18th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Details at hallshows.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. I want to remind you, this portion of the show brought to you by Terrafin Sea Surface Temperature Charts. Focus your offshore fishing in the most productive areas by using Terrafin. Sea surface temperatures, chlorophyll, currents, and more. And with Terrafin Mobile, you can access your charts on your phone or with any mobile device. Check Terrafin.com for more information.
All right, let's jump back on the phones, Rick. They're packed up. They want to talk to the Bite Sport Fishing guys.
How about Kevin from Pacific Beach up this morning? Morning, Kevin. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning. A couple things, for especially Brandon and Wes. I know we all like to look for the white sea bass, and we always want to know the best times of year. It would be nice to know that they can tell when the things are really going off. And the other thing is that seminar that Brandon did down at Fisherman's Landing for the swordfish was incredible, and it was like an extremely good time of year, and they were just nailing them. It sounded like they were getting them almost every trip. To be advised on that as well. And last two comments. I saw your stuff on social media, all those pictures. Unbelievable. And Ricky, it was nice to be down there at fishing the other day to see that guy with that model boat.
Cool. Lots of stuff. Well, thanks. Yeah, I experimented a lot with this new camera, underwater camera I had, and kind of got it dialed in, and pretty cool to bring back some photos of all the epic stuff that I saw there. But it doesn't, you know, photos never do stuff justice.
Never.
It just doesn't do it. Yeah, but it's cool to see some of those photos. But thanks for that. Thanks for all the good comments there. I appreciate you listening. Thanks a lot for the call. I was able to keep up on the way home with the show. I didn't have much of any internet while I was on down in Indonesia, but I was able to listen to the Let's Talk Hookup app and download the things on the plane, long plane ride home, and listen to a lot of the shows.
Hey,
and they sounded so great. You guys did such a good job, and a lot of good guests. And
yeah, it was fun.
A lot of fun.
We had a fun couple of weeks.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, I have a great text here from Rodney in Santa Barbara, and he says, "Hi guys, great show this morning. Really enjoy listening to Brandon and the crew. Question, I fish out of Santa Barbara and I'm in the market for a 40-pound rod and reel combo for fishing white sea bass and yellowtail. What would you guys recommend? I'm headed down to the Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Show in Costa Mesa, and I want to pick it up while I'm at that show."
Yeah. Well, the good thing about that show is you can pull on every rod ever made from every dealer.
Right.
And fishing rods want to be an extension of your body, just like a skateboard or a surfboard or a pair of skis or scuba tank or whatever, you know? So I don't think there's one end-all, be-all. A great overall 40-pound rod for yellowtail and white sea bass.
Do you have a go-to?
What do you guys think? Straight 40-pound?
I feel like the best 40-pound rod ever made was the 6480.
Cal Star
Seeker. But, yeah. I mean, it just depends on what feels good. I mean, you could try all the brands make good rods now.
That's a lot of rod for some people, too. Like, when I worked at the newspaper and I wrote the tackle column, I was writing about things that worked for someone who was in their 20s, right? And
right.
I think that was a little bit lost sometimes with the readership because that might not be the best rod for everyone. So I'm with Jake. I love that rod. Versatile, man. Like a True Line D8 or a CalStar 6480, mm-hmm. you could fish like 25-pound and like get by and fish an anchovy.
That's an 8-foot rod?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Classic glass rod.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You still like glass?
glass has a softness and a forgiveness to it and a feel and a style that you just don't get with graphite. It's less snappy, more spongy. So
especially
I like glass
for seabass, right?
Perfect for that.
Yeah.
Calstar made a rod. It's like their most, the most recent thing that they had done. They built all the glass rods forever, West Coast series, the best rods, and then the Graphiter series. And then they have a line of rods called the GGs. The blanks are BTGs and the rods are GGs. And they make a GG 6480. That is it's built a lot more like a glass rod with graphite as a core. Like it has a lot more graphite, it has a lot more glass in it than like a Graphiter composite does, where a Graphiter blends as mostly graphite and becomes glass in the tip section. The GG has like graphite in the core, so the rod is lighter and it gets a little better lifting power, but it still has that spongy, softer feeling that you get out of a glass rod. It's my favorite rod of all that they make, and it's just like it's like a perfect blend of those two. It's got that glass rod feel, but it's got the better lifting power that you get at a graphite. It's a little bit lighter. If you buy it in a factory, build, it comes with nice Fuji guides, and as opposed to regular ring guides, it's my favorite rod that they make.
I use that rod a lot.
Yeah, and then what about a reel to match that for 40 pound?
If you're gonna fish straight 40 pound mono. A Trinidad 20 is a tad bit small for straight 40-pound mono. It's great, and you can do it for jig fishing. I would fish 65-pound braid and put a little chunk of 40-pound on top of there with the Trinidad 20. That's
and you can always change it to 25 if you wanted to.
Exactly. Yep.
What about you, Jake?
I would agree.
Trinidad.
Exactly what I have, too.
Pretty awesome. That's a pretty awesome rig there, for sure. And thanks for that tech. Speaking of Pacific Coast Sport Fishing, you guys are going to have a booth and doing seminars at the Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Show in Costa Mesa.
Yeah, we did it. We did it last year. The whole crew did seminars as well. Mm-hmm. Dylan came up as well. He does mostly swordfish. He's been pigeonholed for that, but he can do swordfish or bluefin, as long as he fishes out of Point Loma.
Point Loma local. Don't get him out. I can relate, man. Point Loma local. You don't want to leave the zone.
And they don't get out of the bubble well.
Yeah.
A guy born and raised in Point Loma,
nosebleeds when I go east of I-5.
It's like when you flew in, I was like, if you really want to mess with a guy, make a guy from San Diego drive to LA.
Yeah,
Dylan will come up again, and he'll do something kind of sword-centric, I'm sure. And, so the whole crew will go up there, and we'll do our panel as well. And I know Dwayne and his crew's doing it again, and we had talked about collaborating with them, and all of us, or Dwayne and I, doing some stuff as well.
Wow.
So, yeah, it'll be
so
a great
show. So you have a booth, attending the booth, as well as doing seminars at PCS.
Yeah,
come
exactly.
Book some trips.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. You'll be booking trips.
I would love that.
You can have your book.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You want to book a trip? Get on it, though, because the way the season's shaping up, I imagine you guys are going to get pretty full.
Absolutely. Not to take over too much of the time, but, when I first started the business and I'd come, I'd fill my charter schedule before the season even started when it was just me on the Parker, even doing two trips a day, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or whatever. So now that we have three boats, it's harder for everything to fill, but after today, we're going to adjust our pricing to 2014 because it's no secret that everything costs more, right? So rates are going up, but if you call today, we'll give you kind of the previous season's rate we kind of have agreed on as a buffer in between the two.
Wow.
That's awesome.
So if you book now, you get 2023 rates versus the new rates that are going to be taking effect starting
What we do next week. Our regulars have first right of refusal, so if you come out the first weekend in July or July 5th, that's your day. You own it. Same for the next year, too, and you have it until this time of the year. So we've reached out to our regulars or put it out there. And
so that book's already full.
The opportunity for people to rebook that is gone. So, and a lot of people are like, I don't know what I'm doing tomorrow, let alone in July, and it's a little different. So that's the play in terms of booking.
Okay.
Yeah.
So book it now and get 2023 rates.
Yeah. We've talked about this in depth on the show in the past. I think you do better booking your day and going fishing versus going they're biting, I'm going.
Right.
That's
100%.
Tough, especially with sea bass.
Yeah.
Yep.
For sure. Or bluefin, whatever.
Any fishing.
Yeah.
Yeah. No bite in the history of fishing has ever lasted forever. They all end eventually.
Yeah, for sure. Yep. And the bite sport fishing thing is you bring your own food, your own drink, and you provide the boat, the bait, the tackle if you need it, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we have food, drink, and a license is what you're responsible for. Uh-huh. We have a mix of Shimano and some Penn tackle still. and top-tier gear, good kite gear.
Right.
Some guys, part of the experience is they want to catch fish on their own
sure.
tackle, especially if it's casting fishing. I'm like, oh, bring your surface iron rod. But,
right.
yeah, you can step on with food, drink, and a license and just do it. Or not even that. You could literally step on with nothing, walk over to the restaurant next door, get some food to go, get a license at the landing, and you're off to the races.
Yeah, because everything's right here.
Everything's right here.
Yeah, for sure.
Dig it. Hey, when we come back, we got another full hour Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including checking in with the Catch Report. Find out what's biting them more. You stay tuned. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
As the inventor and world leader in fluorocarbon, Seaguar has you covered with 4-liter choices to help you catch more fish. Gold Label is Seaguar's thinnest and strongest leader. Fluoro Premier has a thin diameter with high break strength and softness. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And Pink Label is the choice for tough light conditions. From 2 pounds to 400 pounds, pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguar.com.
Hi, I'm Pat McDonald. Join me at California's premier outdoor recreation shows. The Bart Hall shows January 25th through the 28th at Long Beach Convention Center and February 15th through the 18th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Details at hallshows.com.
There are certain places on this earth that are very special, and I am blessed to have a fishing lodge in one of them. Hi, this is Valerie Hillbridge from Queen Charlotte Safaris in Sandspit, Haragwai, British Columbia, Canada. We are a boutique lodge embarking from the Sandspit Harbor, offering a truly unique fishing adventure. From our fully enclosed cabin boats, untouched, unspoiled fishing grounds, stunning scenery, to the delicious meals, personalized service received throughout your entire trip, we strive to make your adventure an experience that encompasses world-class fishing for Chinook salmon, halibut, lingcod, and so much more. Our goal is to connect you to nature through fishing, and that's just what we do at Queen Charlotte Safaris. You will be greeted warmly and welcomed at our well-appointed lodge. We'll receive you as friends and send you off as part of the Queen Charlotte Safaris family for many years to come. You will come for the fishing. You will come back for the memories. Give us a call at 1-877-815-2892 or check us out on Instagram, Facebook, or on our website, qcsafaris.com.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone. The Ford F-150. Available with a Pro Power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.